We continue with Mishnah Berurah. Amad Yomi Hilchos Tefillin Siman Chaf Zayin Sif Aleph says Rama Gidim She'en Lo Yad, a person whose arm who doesn't have a hand, Rag Zroa Yaniach Blo Bracha. If all he has is the arm, so then he should put Tefillin on without a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says that we're talking about a person who's the left hand, where he puts it on all the way up to his elbow, is not there. But if he has some of that part of the arm there, so then they are chayiv in tefillin. All of this is talking about where you lose part of your, when you lose your left arm, which is a place where you put the tefillin on. But if you lost your right arm, even if the entire arm has come off, you're still chayiv in tefillin to place on your left arm. You just ask other people to put it on instead. Siv beis haminach hanachon sheyehe hayud shel kesher tefila. The way that the tefillin should be placed is that the yud, which is on the tefillin shel yad, should be facing the heart, and the tefillin should be facing the outside. The Mishnah Berurah says this doesn't mean the tefillin box should be on the yud, because you definitely need the yud next to the tefillin, not under it. Rather, it means that when you turn your tefillin towards your body, the yud is connected the guf, whereas the tefillin is facing upwards instead. The mechaber continues, Leishali zahar shalotazaz yud shalakasher mea tefila. One should be careful that the yud, which is that is formed on the tefillin shal yad, that knot, which is the yud, should be touching the box of the tefillin at all times. This is why, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are some who place a string tied around the yod and the tefillin in order to keep them together. However, the Levushei Srad says that one should not do this because it is a chatzitza. So one needs to find other ways to ensure that the yod is always touching, it's always tightly touching the tefillin. Some say even when it is in its box, it needs to be touching al pi Kabbalah. One way to do this is to tie the string on top of the yud and the tefillin instead of in between the yud and the tefillin, so that it will not act as a chatzitza. But one should consult one who makes tefillin in order to find out the best way to ensure. One should not use glue or anything like that, because that would act as a chatzitza as well. Sef gimel haminag anachon l'sagin shema barta shebahar etzul veres temunachas l'tzad hakatef haktzitza l'tzad hayad. What one should do when it comes to the ma'abarta, which is the part that is sticking out, which the tefillin strap goes through, the part that is attached to the actual box of the tefillin, that should face the shoulder, and the other part should face down towards the hand. So the part that the strap goes through should be facing towards the top of your body. The Mishnah Berurah says that when one is a lefty, so they're putting the tefillin on, or they're having someone else put the tefillin on, and they can't do it in the appropriate way, so then one should consult the posig as to how the appropriate way to do this is.